Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10 people died in the Bronx last night due to a fire that killed 10 people in the Bronx last night during a fire.
Fire officials say all.
Fire officials.
Someone DM'd me that and said Trey on his in his Megabus interview. Come on, Maddie.
Yeah, if you missed last week's episode, Trey has, I think we've known for a long time that Trey was going to be a star. I mean, he just, talk about just flipping a switch when he's on camera.
Oh,
just always brings it.
Yeah, check the in the last episode, man. Mega, they're like, so what are you doing here on the Megabus? Just going to colleges and just, it's going to be fun making content for the college kids and it'll be fun.
Oh, the different college. Basically,
I wish I was in a fire in the Bronx.
So a bus is basically just like a van, but longer. And it's this one specifically, it's a Megabus. I drive to colleges in the bus.
Well, that's a comedian, I guess. Trey Kennedy. You can tell he's a hoot. Yeah. We've come a long way. It's all good. I was just Vines. Someone wanted us to look at my old Vines after we pulled that up. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that later in the episode.
Later in the episode.
Cringy.
Let me ask you this. So, yeah, we spend a lot more of our time these days like on camera, in front of a microphone. In what ways do you think like your personality has changed because of like what you do for work?
Just way more obnoxious now.
Yeah, just generally not as pleasant to be around.
Yeah, you know, I'm just always want content. So I'm always, you know, if you're around me, it could be content.
Could
that's my
actually that's what people think about us, and it's so annoying.
Boomers love to say that to us. Hey, now,
just pull the camera out now.
That's gonna end up in a video, huh?
Yeah. 45 and older, they love saying that.
Is that? Oh, great. He's taking notes over here. I'm sure any comedian ever around a boomer, they're like, what are you writing your next little joke about me? We can't give him too much material.
It's like this part, maybe. But yeah. No, you just ordered nachos. I'm not going to write them.
Right. I don't.
It's so funny. We've had those interactions individually so many times.
It's just Aunt Carol, if you could just pipe it down a notch. I was told to be here by my family.
Oh, I do think that just reminded me. I might have got some material from my family recently.
Okay.
I was talking to my sister, and this is like an old story, but I never knew this. She was like telling me, she's like, yeah, speaking of not being able to hear, remember that one time, Grandma and Grandpa? And I was like, I do not remember the story at all. So the story goes, this is like several years back, I guess like word gets back, you know, my sister is dating someone who's biracial. You know, so I think that gets passed to my parents, which gets passed to my grandparents, which gets passed to
the
people.
Town mayor.
It just, you know, a few rounds of telephone go by. Caitlin comes home for like Christmas break from college. Grandma comes in. So, Caitlin, I heard you're dating a bisexual. What's that all about?
It's interesting to me. You know, yeah, that's fine.
Just in my day.
In my day,
we
you had to choose a side. And, you know, had what? I mean, you're already competing with all these other girls. Now you got to compete with all the girls and all the guys.
It's just math, honey.
That's all the people in the world. It's just simple math.
So apparently that's a true story. I had no idea that happened.
Because you can't hear?
Because I can't hear. Yeah. No. Yeah. But, oh, yeah. I was That'd like, I great. Can't believe that happened. Yeah. She's like, so, Caitlin, you and the bisexual still together?
I like that. If your family's... I like that. Just maybe... And then she brings home a biracial guy and they're like, oh, well, this is better than the bisexual. Like, that's how you, if you have some kind of like slightly racist grandparents, you're like, yeah, did you hear? She got engaged to a gay guy. And like, first of all, that doesn't make sense. Second of all, no, how dare she? And then you bring home a black person. They're like,
oh, great.
Yeah.
Or just grandma starts to think like maybe she doesn't know the definition of it. She's like, maybe Caitlin's bisexual because she likes black guys and white guys.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it... Maybe I had the definition wrong. Okay,
that's a grandma's mistake. Don't make a video about this.
Okay.
Don't trust me, I won't, grandma. It's not PC.
We're not making any bisexual that's observational great. Jokes.
Oh.
Yep. So, yeah.
Different times.
Get
your ears checked.
Do you feel like your dad can hear anything you've said in the last 15 years?
No, that's just a dad's thing, man.
Yeah, about that's every great. Third word.
Now, is your dad the type to kind of double down and kind of or take the blame? You know, like if I had a childhood best friend come over that's been over 100 times, he'd be like, How we doing, Connor? Like, that's Dylan. You've met him 40 times. Like, well, excuse me, I'm at work all day. You know, I got to meet however many customers. I can't keep...
Like, got to learn their names. I'm just, now you're bringing over this bisexual.
Yeah.
I got to remember his name, all right, too.
Does he have two names? What does that mean?
Let me guess, he plays baseball. Bats right and left-handed. Yeah. Okay, good big gosh. Bye guy. Both sides of the plate.
Simply saying, you got his name.
Dad, his name is Dylan. Yeah. Leave it at that.
Is your dad like that, or is he just like, ah, I don't care?
He was guilty of getting the names wrong, especially in high school, he's better. But in college, you know, I'm telling the same stories of the same guys all the time, but he's never met them. And so that just doesn't get in his memory at all. So he's like, now which one's Anderson? I'm like, my roommate for 3 years.
Yeah.
All right. I knew that. That's right. I got that. Okay.
Got it. All right. I promise.
That's
I
just
it.
More just cognition, I think, that he's losing. Yeah. But the hearing as well. You should see how close the recliner is to the TV at home. It's a little worried
about
it. He
can't even recline.
Yeah.
He's that close. Gosh darn it.
It's a lawn chair now.
Do I want to recline or do I want to see it?
It's getting pretty close.
Yeah. That's great.
My dad also still, he's the only human I know, not just dad, only human I know still using a fidget spinner.
Okay.
Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Loves it.
He's like, this is my thing. I found this.
It was like made for my dad.
Yeah.
Like it was like this cool trend for middle schoolers, but my dad's like, no, I need to fidget.
Yeah.
He'll just...
You should write the names of your friends on a fidget spinner. Be like, let me... Hold on. I got it on me. I always do. You're Anderson. No, this is my girlfriend.
Okay, that's a different fidget spinner. I got one for girls, one for guys. Kind of a bisexual fidget guy.
Yeah, that's me. Good to meet you.
Yeah, so...
Nice, fidget spinner.
Anyway.
Can you do any tricks?
You know, he might be capable of like a throw and a catch.
Can you stick the pencil through it? You seen those?
I don't know about that one.
Okay. I bet he can.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I got here.
Yeah.
So I know he's done it before.
Yeah. It would impress me.
I don't know if he's still doing it, but.
Oh, woo. Back with Correct Opinions. Yeah. Episode 105. Football's back. Katie loves that.
Gosh, I think most women who are married to men.
Oh, yeah. And, tour's coming right up. Got a lot to talk about. So,
coming pretty close.
Coming pretty up. So, yep. Good pod for y'all today. Sit back, enjoy, roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Get your tickets. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Heading out in 2 weeks or so. Coming to Charlotte first. Charlotte was the next city up when COVID hit. It only makes sense to return there for the theater tour of the Are You For Real tour. Thanks for everyone who came out over the summer and stuff. So we got some tickets left. Like half or two-thirds of the shows are sold out. It's amazing.
Awesome.
We have some. We have tickets left in a couple dozen cities or something. So be a good time. Get your tickets. We'll see you there. Gonna be a vibe.
When does the 2022 stuff get announced / released?
Not yet.
Okay. I didn't want to give away too much.
Soon.
But I figured.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's just say the Mormons are gonna be happy.
We're releasing our own water water brand.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm a big Oklahoma State guy.
Yes.
Where I went. and there's a big, you know, the bunch of sports stuff. Who cares? But the Big 12 conference teams left. They teams added. BYU just got added.
Yeah.
And I'm very fascinated about it. I really want to go see a game at their campus one day. But I was trying to prepare for, like, you know, what's the tailgate experience at?
Yeah, yeah.
You know those when you go to a tailgate, like, brands are like, welcome to the Dr. Pepper end zone. And they're walking around like, how's your Dr. Pepper? And you're like, ain't nobody drinking. They're drinking Miller Lights. But these places, well, no, caffeine-free Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
That would just get all over the place tailgate in there, right?
Probably root beer. I bet they throw down a root beer. Oh, it gets nuts.
I forget A&W. About root beer.
Yeah.
A lot of people tap, don't like they root have beer. A tap. Oh. They have a big BYU thing with the side like, hey, what do you want? Barks or A&W? You're like, oh, how about a suicide? Remember those? Let's
get crazy.
Yeah, don't call it that.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, you know, I'm going to go one day. I'm just trying to prep for my experience there. I'm not sure. Like, what do the cheerleaders wear?
Yeah. And I
are there cheerleaders?
Do they? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it one of those games
if they can find someone to watch their 8 kids?
Yeah.
They show up to cheer.
It's kind of a cheerleaders in childcare kind of work in tandem. They're on the same schedule.
Yeah.
I think the game you're going to, I saw that they were announcing on their website, it's like a whiteout game, like white jerseys, white t-shirts, like everyone's white, all the fans, all the players, everything is white.
It is.
It's kind of a white themed.
It's disorienting to the opponents.
It is.
Like, this is, I didn't realize what a whiteout really meant until now.
I need some sort of shield. I need sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's like starting to be optical illusions or something.
Yeah, I have no depth perception. Mm-hmm. My iris is burnt.
Yeah, that's why they're so good at home.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Boise State, they have the blue turf.
Blue turf.
BYU just has white everything.
Yeah.
It looks like just tartar sauce was strewn about. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm excited. Wow, that sounds
welcome
fun.
To the tartar sauce end zone.
Yeah. Get crazy. We're going to show you on the side hug cam. Oh. Yeah, they probably don't do kiss cam. They want a
Bible cam. Do you have your Bible at the game? Let's see.
Yeah, the Bible race. Do you ever do
what,
Bible races
race?
As a kid?
Not.
Okay. Everyone, say your favorite race.
Yeah, from the Bible.
From the Bible. No, you'd be like Psalm 23:4, and it was a race.
Oh, to find it in the Bible. Yeah. Wow. That's kind of fun.
Don't read it. It's just a fun race.
Just locate it.
Yeah.
I never did that, but that sounds fun.
It could get intense.
It could get very tricky based on what Bible you have. Some of those old King James Bibles, good luck.
Right.
They're ripping pages out. They're too flimsy.
Exactly.
You got to go with like a hardbound. For sure.
Right.
Hardbound, thick pages,
mm-hmm.
Wet thumbs.
You got to wet those thumbs.
You got to wet the thumbs. I'm trying to think of anything else. Now, this sounds like a Dr. Seuss riddle at this point. But
gone are those days. I was on the app. Bible app.
Yeah, you just type it in. As long as you can spell Psalms, you're good.
So, yeah, I'm excited to go out to BYU one day. I think it'll be a blast. And just tailgate it up.
Dude, I can't even imagine just the swarms around you at BYU. I feel like that's where the hub.
Yep.
Of your fans probably are. If you find a Chick-fil-A in Salt Lake, you might never leave. There's going to be a drive-thru to see you.
Hope so.
Dude, how often... Yeah, dang it. I was going to complain about something, but you don't go to Chick-fil-A anymore, do you? You don't even know.
I'm not near one anymore, no.
Not near one. Now, you have to drive 13 minutes to get to one. I'm not going there.
That is kind of... I'm at the point... I haven't driven 15 minutes to a location in a year.
You stay put very well.
I do.
Like, you had no idea COVID was even really... Like,
yeah.
What, you guys are saying house. Quarantine. What is that word?
What?
I've been living normally.
What were you going to say about Chick-fil-A?
They've been upsetting me lately, Trey, quite frankly. I go to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru a lot. My roommate Isaac and I go together a lot, or just any friend. Anytime I'm there together, we get two drinks, and this is going to sound like such a little thing, but you would be surprised at how annoying it is.
Okay.
Let's say we're in the drive-thru. I say, I'll take a large sweet tea, large lemonade. Like, great. Here's your drink carrier. What's the first thing I do when they hand it to me? Take him out of the drink carrier, chuck that sucker to the side. Because I am in a car with cup holders, like every car since the Model T has had.
Yep.
Why do I need a drink carrier for two drinks?
You don't. It's, I think, three or more. I have two hands.
Two hands, two cup holders.
Yeah. I don't know.
If I was in the Paralympics, sure.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know why that drives me so crazy, but it just seems so, it's a waste of this cardboard. It's a waste of my time.
Agreed.
I don't like it.
It feels... Maybe this is part of keeping on your toes. You never know what's going to happen. But I go to Chick-fil-A sometimes and they make me feel like an idiot. I'm like, and I'll have some honey mustard sauce. Like, oh, the sauce guy is outside at the end of the line. Yeah. Like, okay.
Okay. I don't keep my head on a swivel. I'm not returning a punt another, right now. I don't have a full like scope of what's going
right.
on.
Right. And another time I go through, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to make that stupid mistake again. I go to the end and where's Sauce Guy?
Where's now the sauce, no sauce boss? Yeah.
Where's the sauce boss?
Now I got to go back in. How bad do I want it? Dude, also, I swear, you would think that this 16-year-old boy working the window is getting paid direct commission based off of how few sauces he can give out. Me, my roommate Isaac, we're ordering two full meals. Can I get, you know, exactly. spicy chicken sandwich with a large fry, large drink, and can we get some honey roasted barbecue sauce? Is two good for you guys?
No!
Nope!
What kind of psycho do you think?
I know you've eaten here. You know what it takes.
Two-thirds of the reason I'm here is because of the sauces.
And honey roasted barbecue is the smallest sauce container. You know that. You work here. That I know that.
The worst.
Two? Get out. That's you should be fired
anytime
on the spot.
I go to Taco Bell, you go, can I get sauce? And it's like they were like, our dumpsters are full of this, so please. And they hand you a whole bag full of it.
Most of the weight in the bag is the sauce.
Yeah.
And they'll give you sauce you didn't even ask for.
Yeah. Like, when did y'all start making fiery beehole sauce? Has that even... That's not on the menu. It's off-menu sauce.
This sauce just says, you're going to hate me later. Yeah. Is that a flavor?
Yeah, is that...
Can you
I'm
going to
try it, but I didn't even ask for this.
Huh.
Wow.
They really do. It's like, I'll ask for mild sauce and like, I'll get to the wherever. It's like, there's hot in here. There's fire in here. There's mild. Like they did their job, but they're just throwing sauce.
When we were in Greensboro, we went to that Chick-fil-A. I remember they had signs that said there's a national sauce shortage.
Goodness.
Sauce shortage. And I'm like, well, then you have a customer shortage. We're here for the sauce.
I still remember one time going to Outback Steakhouse back in the day and told me they were out of A1 sauce.
Give me a break.
Come on.
We're almost out of Chick-fil-A sauce. Just mix together mayo and ketchup.
Figure it out.
Do it.
I don't know what's going on back there, but yeah, someone can figure it out.
Someone can figure this out.
Otherwise, Chick-fil-A is great. But Chick-fil-A sauce? Getting on my nerves.
Overrated.
What do you go with?
Their honey mustard's undefeated. I'm a big honey mustard
just
fan.
Just straight honey mustard.
I'm a big fan of the honey mustard. Their barbecue's nice. Really, their ranch is nice. Their zesty buffalo's really nice.
Wow, you get after it.
Polynesia's too sweet for me. I really rock with that. When I was,
it's not a good Bible race.
I mean, if you're a... Yeah, exactly.
I don't like the Polynesian. Yeah, exactly. They weren't really either.
They were weak. If you like Polynesian, you're 8. Or you're...
It's or like, you're Polynesian.
I used to like that. Or you're Polynesian. which no one who's Polynesian is going to Chick-fil-A.
No.
And... did I cover them all? There's a lot. And then Honey Roasted Barbecue
honey
is nice.
That's what I go
honey
with.
Honey Roasted Barbecue is nice. Chick-fil-A is overrated.
I think that's go-to. I think that's all of them. And then you got ketchup, which you're also 8 if you're getting that with your Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
I'm even above that.
Nuggets and...
Derek, you get ketchup at Chick-fil-A?
Barbecue.
Nice.
Barbecue's here.
Barbecue.
The barbecue type one time, and it made a lot of people upset.
They did change it one time. Okay, I didn't... I'm sure they had to switch it back. Their honey mustard's fire.
I've talked about this elsewhere, but I don't remember if I've talked about it on this podcast. I used to love going to Wendy's because I found the sauce that they had. That it was just phenomenal.
Right.
Unfortunately, the name of the sauce was called Sauce'em Sauce, and I just felt 7 years old every time I had to order it, and I just stopped going there.
What was that
sauce
there. You wanted again?
Say that louder.
I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, can I get 4 packs of Sauce'em Sauce?
4? Of what?
Okay, my mom says I can actually only have 3 packets of Sauce'em Sauce. Thank you.
Okay, little buddy, just pull up to the window, and if you're a big boy, you can pay. Here's up there like, My mom's in the back.
Yeah.
Changing.
She don't look back there.
Don't. That's even weirder than if she was there.
It's a weird lie to make up. Yeah, but that really threw me off. So I don't really go to Wendy's much. And they took away their strips. Look, I'm a poultry boy. I can't even have most of their menu. Don't take away half of my menu. Nugs only.
They have spicy nugs back?
I don't know. I really haven't gone in months and months.
Man, you ever get Burger King chicken fries?
I tried them. They didn't do it for me.
That's one that. That's a weird thing to order. I mean, if
they're so cheap, everything at Burger King's a little too cheap. Even McDonald's is like, we should charge more.
I had a. I don't think I'll ever try this. You know, stay away from vaccine jokes. But I had a thought, like, if you're someone who, like, you can't consistently get Burger King's chicken fries, and be anti-vax, because you're willing to put just anything in your body.
Yeah.
Right. Like what? Like we don't know what's in the vaccine. We really don't know what's in. BK chicken fingers,
the
chicken fries.
Food and Drug Administration is spending a lot of their time and effort trying to figure out how you've even concocted food this cheap.
Exactly.
How are you even forming a substance?
It's a fry made out of chicken, and it's How cheap? Burger King ran a thing for a while. You could get like 10 of those things for like $1.09.
I remember when Burger King introduced breakfast. You get 3 pancakes for 99 cents. I was like, my goodness.
There's such a thing as too cheap. I never. The other day, I was like, Katie was putting in our like grocery order. And I had this thought recently because I grew up, you know, that just Kraft mac and cheese with the powder cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
I loved that as a kid. I was like, you know what? Throw one of those in there. I'm going to make one of those today. Why not? She's like, is it this? And she shows it to me, and it says 99 cents.
Yeah, baby.
And I go, that can't be. I'm just like,
this is the 1990s.
No wonder my mom fed this to me once a week. 99 cents. And I was like, it was like 2 whole meals to me.
Yeah.
As an adult. And so I made it, and it tasted like it thought it did. And it, let me just say, had a Taco Bell like reaction to the body. But yeah, it's too cheap. I don't know what was in that.
If I cared enough about cooking and preparing meals, I would be totally satisfied to like grill up some chicken, season it up real nice, maybe batter it in some sauce, and then throw it in that like super cheap Kraft, you know, macaroni and cheese. Like that'd be a really cheap, nice meal, but in no way will I ever get to a point in life where that's worth it to me.
For NFL Sunday, first NFL Sunday, very excited to have some buddies coming over.
Christmas, baby.
I got up, I made queso. Gotta have queso.
to start your day with queso.
So I'm slaving over this queso, and I thought, you know, it's what do you typically do? You just microwave the Velveeta or whatever. I was like, I'm gonna make some legit queso. So I made a real cheese queso where you just like, it's not that difficult, but you boil milk with actual cheese.
Oh, you made
and
cheese.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And what's so disappointing is like, okay, this is queso that's like actually food. I know what's in this. And I don't know what in the world's in that Velveeta, but it's way better. I mean, Kraft cheese, how are they coming up with this? It's so delicious and so cheap. What is it?
Yeah.
It's a frightening ordeal. We don't know. And I don't care. I'll put it in me.
Velveeta is special.
Mm-hmm.
That Rotel dip that everyone's mom makes so good. Oh, it hits so hard.
My goodness.
Oh, it's so good.
It's amazing. You've reached adulthood when you start to not dodge those Rotel bits in your queso. You say, give me those.
Bring it on.
Oh, as a kid.
I want a little crunch.
You couldn't pay me to eat any of the chunks in the
queso. I was going around the red chunks for sure.
I remember my Grammy would go real special. She'd blend up the Rotel to a nice smooth paste so you couldn't even tell.
Pureed Rotel.
Fancy.
That's nice. Good
little,
for granny.
Little hack if you have a youngin'.
How was your mom's puppy chow?
We didn't get into puppy chow until later. I feel like puppy chow really came on the scene in about 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good year for puppy chow. Right, Obama and puppy chow.
Right. That was the markets were down. People were depressed. And someone came up with puppy chow, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might have been Obama.
It could have been. Not Michelle. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. How was your mom's puppy chow?
Oh, it's phenomenal. Mm. Yeah. My dad put his pence. No, I can't.
He fidget spin the puppy chow?
I have not got
it. So Jake's here.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's really good. But you didn't grow up with puppy chow. You also didn't grow up. We've talked about this before. I'm pretty sure on the podcast. No peanut butter and jelly.
No PB&Js.
And no chocolate milk until you were like in college.
No.
That's nuts.
No.
That's one of the more funner facts I think.
Yeah. No watermelon.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
What a strange thing to be kept from.
Yep. I mean, I was a step away from Mormonism, I think.
Yeah. I was like, I wasn't watching Harry Potter and you were from spitting out watermelon seeds.
Good sheltered boy. But I'm thinking of we're getting closer and closer to fall holiday time.
Fall day.
And man, my mom makes a Chex Mix when the winter sets in, a homemade Chex Mix that knock your socks off.
Is it puppy chow? It's this Chex Mix. No, you put peanut butter and chocolate, powdered sugar in it. It's this phenomenal Chex
peanut
Mix.
Peanut butter? Yeah. No, it's a nice classic salty Chex Mix and all of the treats, man. It's the best.
How do you feel about candy corn?
No.
Yeah, it's not great.
No one. Yeah, you mix it with some peanuts, something happens to it, though. It's like a payday.
No. Mm. Payday tastes way better than peanuts.
Candy corn is trash. I don't know who came up with that. It's horrible.
It's not good. Peanuts are nice, though.
What?
What's up? What did I say?
Puppy chow?
Like, honey roasted peanuts can be really nice.
They can. Some are allergic. Yeah,
did we talk? That just reminded me of trail mix, which reminded me of, did we talk on the podcast? Greensboro North Carolina, the first show, was so warm that the chocolate in our trail mix
was melting.
It was melted in the green room. Think about being so warm indoors, off the stage. You come off the stage, off the bright lights. Let me get back to the green room.
And the checkbook says melted with chocolate. You're like,
it was melting.
It is hot in here, huh?
Yeah, there was that said 80-something. I don't remember what it was. 84 or something.
Yeah, that was Wild West. It was a nice way to end it. Because then the next night was a tsunami of rain.
Hurricane Ida came through.
Yeah, there was just water coming from the ceiling.
It was dripping onto Trey.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, overall.
It really was.
A little bit of everything.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Speaking of the tour, though, I decided I want to really prepare for this. Obviously, we've been preparing for it. We've been doing all these shows, but I want to get some time.
I noticed we're 2 weeks to showtime, so I was like, man, we should start preparing for this thing.
There's some other stuff, maybe some merch and maybe some other things that I need to get done.
We've come out to the show. We've started thinking of what we're going to do yesterday.
Yeah, we're really excited. I just thought of something. The fidget spinner. I'm going to do a lot of jokes about that. I just thought of it. No, but I was like, I just want to just figure out some stuff I need to. I want to get away. It's just a hotel room to myself for 2 nights just here in Kansas City. And it doesn't need to be nice. Just by myself.
Yep.
And boy, did I get an experience, Trey. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what did you do?
Great.
You put yourself up. You treat yourself? A little spa weekend? What are we talking about?
I didn't treat myself, but I got what I wanted, which is a hotel room by myself.
Okay.
Two-star hotel. But it was fine. I didn't need much. I just wanted a room. Well, I get my room. And I got a little more than that. The first morning, while being there, there was a knock at the door. I assumed it was housekeeping. I get up out of my bed. I'm in only my boxers I was going to put on some pants, put on a shirt, answer the door. Before I can even do any of those things, next thing I know, a man is in my room shouting at me to go move my car. A man that I don't know. I've never seen before. He did not introduce himself.
Now, is this one of those rooms where the door to your hotel is in a hallway near to other doors, or does the door just go to outside?
The door goes to outside.
Okay, one of those. Nice. So you move your car!
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
So I don't know, how... Does he even have the right guy? Yeah, is he even supposed to be talking to me?
Sir, I don't know. No, you've been living here for years. Everyone who in here lives here. You think you're staying here for a weekend? I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
This is a shanty town.
I've never bought meth from you.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be here.
Yeah. We have enough dealers, not enough room for the two of us.
Yeah. Ever heard of supply and demand? Move your car.
Move your car.
So I'm like, I don't know if this guy even works here. I'm just so confused.
They get a flat tire from a syringe type of place.
Yeah. You got to be careful. And so I'm just like, I can't get a good idea of he's like, yeah, we're resurfacing the parking lot right now. You have to move your car.
Right now.
It has to be now.
You have 30 seconds.
Thank God you came in my room for this. Don't use the telephone. Yeah. This is better.
So he does work at the place.
Allegedly. I guess. I asked him, I said, who are you? And he just keeps telling me I need to move my car.
Hotel manager. All right. I believe you.
Hotel man. The main hotel guy.
Mm-hmm. Housekeeping.
House
parking lot keeping.
He never gave me a title, but I was like, how did you get in my room? And he was like, I use my keys. Like, I was the idiot.
I use the key to your room.
The universal key that I have access to. It's
pretty obvious.
So I was like, oh, my bad. Duh. Yeah, no, I should have moved my car last
night. By the way, super weird bedtime routine you have.
By the way, if you need sauce, keep driving. Yeah. It's by that tent over there, further up in the parking lot.
Never seen anyone do that with a fidget spinner before.
No wonder you wanted a room to yourself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my roommates watching me with a fidget spinner do that either.
So then what?
So I'm just like, that was so strange. Just like this man walked into my room, like while I'm only in my boxers. Just like, yeah. What a strange experience. I'm thinking to myself that night, like, I might say something to him in the morning. Depending on how I feel, I might say something to him.
Yeah.
Like, we'll play it by ear.
I prefer you not to come in my room and announce.
Hey, I've been thinking about it.
I've been thinking about this.
I don't like it.
And I prefer he pulls up in your car. He's like, I moved it for myself this morning. How are you in my car?
I used the key.
With the key I made a copy of. Are you a buffoon? This is the dumbest guy who's ever stayed in this motel.
Let me guess. You don't even cook your own heroin over the hotel sink.
My gosh.
Probably get it from somebody else. Jeez.
Clueless.
Yes. I got to explain everything to this guy.
Jeez Louise.
Let me guess. You probably don't even know how to use the muffler to make methamphetamine. Do you? You probably just use, fentanyl the old way.
Right.
Jeez.
Get a grip.
Gosh. So, yeah. He's moved my car. He's been in my room.
It's the type of place where, like, we need your ID for check-in purposes, and they just go down the street to buy a bunch of Sudafed. Like, thank you, sir. If you have allergies, we're sorry. We've tapped you.
That's so funny. So the next morning, I'm like, all right, I'm like laying in bed, and another knock at the door. I'm like, oh, this has got to be housekeeping.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I'm checking out that day, so I'm like, whatever, I'll just tell him to come back in like 30 minutes. Before I can even, this was a much quicker even time to entrance, because the man, same guy from yesterday, entered my hotel room again for the second morning in a row.
I'm knocking. I mean, I guess I'll just let myself in.
Sorry, extrovert. Yeah. I just love being around people.
All right.
Let me guess. Introvert.
Did this place not have the classic lock?
It had like the little chain thing, but I didn't think I needed it after I expressed.
He just starts like wire cutting it. Yeah. How did you get in here?
He's got the jaws of life.
I cut the chain with wires.
I'm a volunteer fireman. I have a jaws of life in my car. Yeah.
Anyway, answer when I knock.
You didn't have any scissors in your car when I was in there. But so once again, two mornings in a row, I'm in my room, in my boxers with this man
again,
also in my room.
That's fantastic.
And I'm just like, my goodness. And so I was like, get out. He gets out. And I'm like, I'm going to go say something to this guy. And then, dude, I got so like alpha down there in the lobby. Like, I don't have a Karen bone in my body.
I'll have you know that I really didn't appreciate you storming in there as I was nearly naked. And what did he say to you?
Basically, I was decently firm yet still polite. I feel like it's never fun to just like be immediately rude. You're never going to get any kind of like whatever. I was trying to be polite still, but I was like, hey, just out of curiosity, like, I don't even know why you entered my room this morning. Yesterday, there seemed to be a reason. Yeah. Today, you just walked in. I was like, why did you do that? And he's like, look, I apologize, sir.
Yesterday, sorry. I thought you were ill because you were so washed out, but you just are that pale. And I thought it was the lighting maybe, but
yes,
you and your boxers was...
We normally only do welfare checks on the elderly.
It was white as a BYU home game. It was shocking.
We've never seen someone try to order that much chocolate milk to room service, so we were worried about you.
We were worried. We should know what was going on.
We've never heard of that before. Also, we don't have room service.
Yeah.
We barely have electricity.
Sure. Yeah.
Who were you calling? Who did you think you were on the phone with last night?
Yeah.
It was me over and over again. It's my cell phone. But so basically, he just didn't have an answer for it. I was like, why'd you do that? He's like, look, I apologize. I was like, that's fair. I appreciate that. But like, you used your authority to like enter my like private quarters. Like, that's like against the Constitution. And he's like, I'm sorry, sir. I apologize. Yeah. I was like, okay, got it. All right. Yeah. But like, what if I was a woman? What if I was naked? What if I was both? Like, do you realize like the circumstance you put yourself in when you enter someone's room without the permission?
Yeah.
He's like, look, I already apologized. Look, all
right. Okay. I'm a little stressed right now because I just walked in on three naked women this morning. So
look, I have like five other lawsuits going on right now. So if you
I don't really need this from you, pale boxer boy.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not getting it.
The security officer at Walmart is already on my tail for the 5 gallons of Sudafed I just bought.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah. Any idea what it's like to self-checkout 50 packs of Sudafed and 3 gallons of chocolate milk?
And I'm not done with Breaking Bad, which I've heard is essential for what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I really need to go back and finish that.
So, thank you.
Season finale of Breaking Bad. And I need to do that. If you could not come in here. And I didn't get that. That was about the extent of the exchange. And then he just like furiously walks back into his office. And I'm just standing there like an idiot. This time I was fully clothed, at least. But yeah, I was just standing there just like, dang. I don't know what else to say now. He left.
He goes back in his office and you just charge back in there, butt naked. Hey, how do you like it? How do you like it, sir? It doesn't feel good, does it? You're just standing there naked with your fidget spinner.
Can I just you in the continental breakfast? Maybe a Long John.
Taste of your own medicine.
Spinning around like this fidget spinner.
Yeah. How about that, sir? I'd like to check out, by the way. You don't have to check out. It's a motel.
I'm just standing there like this. Hey, how's a 10 a.m. checkout?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You want to give me a 10 a.m. checkout now?
Doesn't feel too good, does it?
So, yeah. Had I done that, probably would have got the best of him.
Sounds like a nice, relaxing weekend.
Yeah. It was good. I got so much done.
Yeah.
It was awesome. In no way was I feeling extra anxious or stressed because of the situation he put me in.
That's great.
It was awesome.
That reminds me of when I... How'd you book your hotel? Did you go...
I think it was like hotels.com.
Hotels.com, sort by cheapest, book the cheapest.
Sort by...
Is that what you did?
Yeah, most unwanted visits. sort from the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was hotels.com, something within 5 miles, something 2 stars.
Because I had a similar story. It was probably... This is how I booked it. I was a young college kid. We were going down to do a triathlon in Austin, Texas. Not to brag. Whoa. And so, you know, we're college kids. I'm like, yeah, we'll book a hotel. And I think it was my first time I've ever booked a hotel. I was like 19 or 20 years old. So the way I booked it is I went hotels.com, Austin, sort by cheapest, book. It was like $39 a night.
Like, oh, what a great deal.
Cool. Well, I also got a bed. I don't really care. We roll up to a motel that is clearly... Like, everyone there is, like, living there. There's some guy outside with a wife beater grilling on, a tiny propane tank. And we're just, like, it's me and my, you know, fratty-looking college buddies. There's, like, three of us. We're, like, we'll just go to our room now. Gotta wake up early
to swim a mile.
And my parents were in town, and they came by, and they were just appalled. My mom was, like, what? Where are you staying? This is ridiculous. We're like, it's fine. And I didn't even tell her that the lock was malfunctioned.
Yeah.
So we could have had so similar to your situation, but... We stayed there a couple of nights, and then it was a classic. My parents were like, that is not a safe place. You just got to stay somewhere else. We're like, well, we're not paying for it. Like, all right, just come down. I remember we stayed at so they got us room. It was after I triathlon. We stayed at like a Hilton Garden Inn.
Hmm.
And I mean, I thought I was at like the W or something. I was like, this is unbelievable. So I was just curious if that's how you booked yours. Sounds like yours probably wasn't as terrifying as mine, but
that's so
how
funny.
I learned my lesson. Like the sheets were like kind of dirty. I mean, it was weird.
I didn't even get into all the other details, but yeah, I mean, it was awful. I mean, just like there were so many things about the hotel were bad, but that became very overshadowed by the guy.
That's how I learned how, like, I was even like $43 a night. Like, that's not that cheap. But you learned, like,
yeah.
I could probably got to spend more than that before hotels. That's why Airbnbs are so great. Hotels are like, got to figure it out. I feel like they're too expensive.
For what you're getting, it's just like even just square footage. Like you just have very little room compared to Airbnb for the same price.
I'm blown up. Maybe this exists. I'm just clueless. But because hotels, I'm sure, are you like, well, we'll wait on you hand on foot. We'll clean it every day. It's like, what if, give me a 5-night hotel stay and you don't have to do a thing while I'm there.
Yeah.
And give me half the price. Like that's got to exist somewhere.
I'll clean myself. Right. I'll be fine.
Like Airbnbs. You just have the house. You have it. No one cleans it. You're that easy for everyone. Just let me like... Bluetooth check in this hotel room. No one has to talk to me or do anything for 5 days.
This is great.
Be on my way.
Let's start this.
Could be a thing.
It could be a thing.
I've heard of Airbnbs like maybe, I don't know where. I heard rumors of it starting. Maybe they have of like buying hotels.
And making,
it's like Airbnb, but.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just running it like an Airbnb. That's great. Yeah, Austin, Texas. That's so funny. I like to imagine you're like, your parents are like, what is this hotel? This is like so tiny and awful. We're like, you know, we did think it was weird. They spelled it wrong. They spelled it like hostel.
Yeah.
That's weird.
There was like a typo. It was weird.
Otherwise, it's great.
There's a mess in there.
My roommates are awesome.
Right. They're great. Yeah. I'm pretty sure some crackheads conceived above me last night, and it was a beautiful thing. I was saying, we did the super cheap hostels. I went to... By the way, if you're a college kid out there, you know anyone around that age, don't study abroad, dude. Don't go to Europe until you can afford it. I went to Europe. I mean, we had a great time, but I went to Europe with a couple of buddies when we were like 20. And yeah, we stayed at a hostel for like $1 a night where there's like clearly convicts all around us. And we just like go to places where it'd be like, hey, do you want this burger? It's 11 euros. It's like, I guess I'll just
how much are the not crackers? Eat dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We, of course, had a blast and you probably should do it, but I'm excited to. It's nice to go on vacation these days and not have to like split a bunk with a homeless person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite hostels that I ever stayed at was actually called Convicts and Cockroaches.
Nice.
Because those are the main two like customers they have. Right. And it was great. I felt kind of well taken care of. Like, oh, we don't really get your kind around
guy's
here.
Name was Cockroach.
Yeah.
He just busted in there.
Hey, it's Cockroach. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's Cockroach time. Not again.
Not again. So
that's so funny.
Anyway, it was just so relaxing and so great. I got so much done.
I love how you learned firsthand, like how you've got to have some real energy to be a Karen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think of when I told
I
the story.
I had such a good reason to be, and I still
buying,
couldn't.
Yeah, buying Katie's car. I was like, this is what we're going to tell him. We're paying this.
Yeah.
And they're like,
don't take no for an answer.
Sir, here's the deal, this, this, and that. So all we can do is this. And I go, that's fine. I just kind of, right. I'd like to go home and watch Netflix stuff. So. Yeah, you go in there like, no, explain to me, sir, why you peeped me for daily for this past 3-day weekend. Like, hey, I said I'm sorry.
Look, I said I'm sorry. What do you want?
Like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. You're a crazy person. It takes energy, man. The Karens, they're resilient.
I think it's something you're born with. I don't even know if you can learn how to be one. Like,
you
I
just, can't coach it.
You can't. You can't. I've tried taking an e-course, and they don't have any good ones out there.
I think any successful person probably has some Karen in them.
I heard probably.
I think Steve Jobs said that.
And just the way he would dress kind of looked like an older woman.
Right.
The turtleneck.
Tenacious.
And yeah. Actually, that could be a sketch, like e-course, like building an e-course to be like Karen coaching.
Karen coaching.
Karen coaching. There's the video.
That could be good.
Yeah. Just have like a student, like
Karen 101.
Let's say the food is just like slightly below scalding hot, you know, and then you go in.
Right.
You tell them it was freezing cold. You go in there, you talk to a manager.
You eat a third.
Bobbing your head around.
You eat a third of it. You give a few bites to your kids, like fill up. And then you go. I love when people try to do that. I saw some viral clip. Someone was like, this isn't what I ordered. And they've eaten all like 12 wings. Like, okay, but you ate it all. So
yeah.
You kind of like nullify your ability to like switch this out. Like, well, it's not what I ordered.
It's like my buddy Jason.
I enjoyed it. That's what I'm saying.
Now he's like, just FYI, I've eaten the burger. Love the burger. But I don't want to be charged for the
fish.
Now
I want to tell you, now that you can't fix it at all, I want to inform you, you screwed it all up.
But it was great. Yeah. Can't emphasize enough. Keep doing what you're doing with the burger.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
You're going to Hawaii. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, I'm so excited. I had a wonderful, relaxing weekend at home. I just chilled, did nothing, watched some football. You know, we're about to travel a lot, so I'm very excited. It feels like it's been a, we're supposed to do this last March. We've already said all this. Everyone knows COVID, blah blah blah, but it does feel like it's been like a year of kind of like, oh, we're about to go on again. No, okay, let's just make videos at my house for a few more months. Then we'll do.
We're doing it.
Let's keep making the videos. And that we love it. It's great, but I'm excited to get out, see all these places, and I just know that there will be. One of my favorite things ever is to have like a busy stretch, ended with like a nice reward.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? Yeah. I think everyone loves that, right? Yeah. It's like, you know what? If I can just get through these 3 weeks, I'm just gonna be busy, but I'm doing whatever, and it's like it'll be that much sweeter. So I'm very excited to like.
You gave yourself the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, we're doing a little vacation with Katie, and then right into Christmas, which is the best. Christmas at my parents. My parents' house is basically a spa. I mean, you've never seen a cleaner home. It's like, I don't know. There might, it's kind of, it would be like in one of those Netflix documentaries, like, well, you know, she was, if there were any signs, like her house was way too clean. You know what I mean? It's kind of a serial killer level of clean.
You start,
but my mom's not like that.
Oh, it's
she's not a serial killer.
Oh, okay.
But she cleans like one.
But she could be. She's got it in her. Yeah. No, I see that. Do you think it's like a place where like you hear about these like Aborigine, like Native American tribes that still exist that like they have not built up like the immune system that we have, where it's actually more dangerous to go there. I imagine your parents' house kind of like that. It's so right. clean. No germs live there, even on the surface, mm-hmm. even the good germs.
Right.
You go there, you got to get like an extra vaccine just to go to your parents'
true.
Place.
Yep.
It's too clean.
That's very
perform
true.
Surgery on the kitchen yeah. counter.
It's very, they, yeah, the kind of place where they like mop the garage floor. You know what I mean? It's that type of vibe.
Yeah. That's
good. Nice. It's nice.
It's very nice.
But I'm a sucker for Christmas, man. I've already got it on my radar a little bit.
What does that mean?
I'm just already kind of thinking like in just a few months, I'm going to be sipping soup with a Santa hat on.
Good alliteration. Mm-hmm. Sipping soup. Yeah. You like to dress up as Santa, don't you? I feel like you did it last year or something. Or you were like Santa at like the party mm-hmm. or something.
I told Katie not to tell people that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the manager of the hotel was actually the one who told me that.
Oh, he saw yeah. it.
And he saw it from yeah, his window.
That's
and...
interesting. Yeah, I think we honeymooned at the same place you stayed.
It was cheap. We had to. It was a no-brainer. Yeah. Yeah, but that'll be fun. I'm trying to figure out a place. I'm kind of jealous. You have your pot of gold. I'm trying to figure out some place to go, like right from the tour.
You're doing Christmas, your parents, I guess? Just go home?
Yeah, we got low. All four grandparents are also in, kind of in that same area that my parents are in now. So it's kind of, we got a hub now. So go down to Springfield, Mo.
At live or at a cemetery?
You know, that's a good point of clarification. They're actually all still alive.
Okay, just saying. Yeah.
But you
never
know.
The same place.
Okay.
Actually
heaven
those yeah heaven thank
yeah,
you
yeah they all celebrate together
yep that's a funny thing. My grandparents are all like they're actually all the same place
really
for the
cool.
first holiday season, which is really that's never happened, which is kind of like no way. You see them in Oklahoma? No, they're in heaven, you jerk. You set people up for that, like all right. Also, why are you in my motel room?
Yeah, hey, get out of here. How'd you even know to ask about that?
The guy busts in your motel room like, get out of here, you creep. He's like, my grandparents just died.
Like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Want a hug?
Did they ever stay here? No, why would they stay? Okay, I just don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to carry on this conversation.
That's fun, man. Do you like, is going on with the family like a blast, or is it kind of like a classic, like a few days and I'm ready, or are you like, do you get fired up for it?
It's nice because it's definitely relaxing. I get like way more sleep than I
right.
do anytime here.
Like Christmas just hits way different.
But I don't do much, though. I get pretty restless. After about two days, I'm like, I need to start doing some stuff.
Sure.
But it is good sleep. And I'm always just shocked. I think the main thing I love coming home to is just seeing how much garbage my parents have permanently saved to their DVR.
Nice.
You know, because they got about a terabyte worth of TV shows on there.
Good,
it's like,
good.
Why do you have
still doing DVR.
45 King of Queens episodes, like, saved? Yeah. Like, recorded. Like, you just never know.
You gotta fast forward the commercials.
Yeah. Like, they have Netflix, but they still have, like... all these shows that are on Netflix recorded to the DVR.
They should make Netflix for boomers, where it's like just all the shows just have commercials they can fast forward through.
Yeah.
Just so it's more familiar.
They wouldn't even know the difference. Yeah, they would love it.
All right.
Yeah.
I remember that was a big one. My poor mother could never accurately time the fast forward.
Oh, yeah. Dads are great with remotes.
Stop, stop, stop. And then we're halfway through it. Like, oh, no, I saw something.
Spoiler.
Rewind it.
He does use his fidget spinner.
Yeah. Or there's sometimes where... you're so kind of like not paying attention that you and you forget you could fast forward through commercials. Half the commercials play and you're like, oh, we got to fast forward. Like, we missed our chance. Like, well, there's probably one left. And then you watch one more and then another play. You're like, can we fast forward it? It's like, but there's only one, so we could skip. So let's just watch it. Then you end up watching all 12 commercials.
Sounds like this happened to you once and you've never forgotten.
It's a whole thing.
Did you grow up with DirecTV?
No.
It was nice. Parents still have it. I like the remote because they have a plus 30 seconds button.
That is nice.
Especially, let's say you're trying to like really watch a football game fast. Football game, 40 second play clock. You watch a play, boom, 30
boom.
Second fast forward. You're ready to see the next play.
Wow.
You get through a football game in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Oh, I bet.
Would definitely
feels like
recommend
a big
it.
Time dad thing to DVR a game and you just watch the game in like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's smart.
My parents have every like time I've ever been on TV ever still on the DVR, which is kind of cool. Like even back to like high school football highlights.
Wow.
Like I was on there like KY3 News at 10 recorded from 2010.
Jake Triplett with a 20-yard reception.
Mm-hmm.
You over there?
Afterwards, he pulled up Chad Ochocinco and pulled out a fidget spinner from his pocket and got a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah. That's true.
Manager of the hotel loved it.
Yeah. More tonight at 10.
Because of the fire.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fire going on. So, yeah, big DVR people. But Christmas is not on my radar.
Yeah, that's fine.
What's the next holiday coming up? Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween's fun.
Yeah.
We'll be out and about for Halloween. Oh, dude, I'm actually excited.
What happens?
We'll be the night of St. Louis on a Saturday's Halloween. We're going to have to bring a little outfit, I think. I'm going to dress up as, I don't know. Should we? Should we do it?
Can we I'll dress up? Let's look right now.
St. Louis. A buddy of mine.
I can't believe you just know that.
Works at like a night spot in St. Louis. He's going to have us out. So I need to ask him like, hey, do I need to wear a
stoom?
Like a Teletubby outfit or something? I'll do it.
Did a St. Louis show get added the next day or whatever?
No. I'm just saying that night at midnight is, you know.
Becomes Halloween.
Yeah. Halloween's on a Sunday. Everyone's going to celebrate on a Saturday.
You're right.
Should we tell the St. Louis fans to come in the Halloween outfit?
Yeah.
We're doing it.
St. Louis. You hear that?
I do the entire show with just a mask on. I'm like,
I'm Zorro.
Yeah, I'm Zorro. Will this be distracting?
I come out as Little Red Riding Hood. This is funny, right? Everyone's like, please, just put on a normal outfit. This is strange.
This is gross.
Yeah, you're right, though. That's going to be a fun weekend. You get your hometown shows, Oklahoma City, 28th, 29th.
Yep.
And St. Louis, the 30th. And then, a few hours afterwards, I'll be dressed as a leprechaun and you'll be Shrek and we'll have a heyday.
It'll be a heck of a night.
Yeah.
Halloween, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
You like Thanksgiving more than most people do.
I have an interesting situation coming up. It's my first Thanksgiving with my in-laws.
You're going to their place this year.
Okay. So Thanksgiving, all growing up, my Thanksgivings were just 10 out of 10. It's kind of a classic Southern. Grandma had the recipes. Huge feast. There's a few Thanksgivings. There wasn't a single. The only color on the plate, on the table, was brown.
Yeah, I love that.
And, we were just all in. Just the Southern. And, not everyone's family does it well, not everyone's family can cook. So I don't know, but it does make me nervous going to a kind of the unknown of a Thanksgiving. Am I going to have the feast that I've always known and loved?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How much
I don't
brown?
Know. I don't know.
How much white? How much are we going to talk about brown and white?
Yeah.
Around the table.
Right.
Because hopefully not too much.
Exactly. There was only food of color on the table, but there was often,
FOC.
Yeah. FOC.
Yeah.
But, that's all I'll say.
Yeah, I was going to say. Where will that be? Atlanta?
Texas.
Texas.
So I don't know. It's just something we'll keep the rectees up to date on, but I'm very nervous.
Wow. We don't have any shows near Thanksgiving, do we? We have that week off? Yeah, we do.
Week off.
Oh, this is a new holiday. Or it's new to me. I'm looking at Google Calendar. The day after Thanksgiving is Native American Heritage Day. They just threw that one in right afterwards.
Yes, Jake.
Well,
I knew that the whole time.
I think that's a good thing to have. It's just funny.
It's because
we celebrate
Black Friday anymore.
And Brown Friday doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound Native American Heritage Day. Is that a new one?
I don't know. Just like, hey, we just got done celebrating the slaughtering of you guys.
For
for dessert, let's celebrate you guys. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. do you guys ever do Black Friday? We were never a Black Friday family.
My sister and I would do it once we became adults, just for fun, just to people watch. Just watch soccer moms fight over a TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got into videography. We were at Target, and I was like, maybe I do want a Canon Rebel camera. Yeah. It was Target, and it was Black Friday.
Two Karens battling it out.
That must be a high-value item.
This is my calling.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, crap. Why did I buy this? I
have no idea. Oh, you got it because you saw a camera on sale, not because you wanted to film crazy people at Black Friday.
I was just there shopping. Yeah, maybe a little bit both. It was kind
of Freudian.
Incentivized, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, yeah, it'd be nice to have cooler Instagram pictures. What an idiot.
Look at that.
But it worked out.
Yeah, I've never done it.
It's changed. It ain't like it used to be.
I love how, it's literally like, you're like, all right, everyone, we're going to do dessert when we get back. Black Friday is now Thursday at 2 p.m.
Seriously.
So just eat lunch and let's go. Eat light. because we got a battle.
Internet's kind of ruined it. I get pretty fired up for Cyber Monday, though.
Cyber Monday's nice.
I book flights every year on Cyber Monday. It's a good day to book flights. So I got to Australia. Got to Australia for $400 on Cyber Monday. So
wow.
So
how'd you
gotta get down there?
How'd you find that? You just Googled it?
Yeah, I think there was something going on. You know, it was $400 from LA. So I used Southwest points to get to Los Angeles, and then $400 round trip Australia.
I see.
Down and then back.
That's good.
So see where I go this year. Maybe.
Maybe
Oklahoma City. That could be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe St. Louis. You know Nelly's from St. Louis, and he owns that bar you went to in Lake of the Ozarks.
He owns the Lake of the Ozarks. Very lucrative.
It's so cool that you practically met him.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll be dressed up at the show.
Probably.
Do you think anyone in your network or in your like circle, will there be any high profile people at any of our shows? If so, I'd like a heads up. Like if Quavo's at a show, that's something I need to know.
Okay, I'll keep.
Because I'm going to be rhyming.
Quavo's going to be there, right?
Like that for him.
Right, he would love that. Quavo's a great guy. I don't know. That's a great question.
I know Stephon Diggs used to comment on your stuff. How's he doing? What's he up to?
So he had they won yesterday.
No, they did not.
No, they didn't.
Show in Buffalo though.
Who knows, man? That is going to be interesting. I don't know if anyone will pop up. I haven't gotten any specifics. I'm not very good at the whole. Like I've had various famous people DM me and stuff. I'm not very good at like following up with them and being like, here's tickets to the thing. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. It's a lot of work. We actually got, I won't name names, but my agents were like, hey, there's this certain MLB player who's like a big fan. And in this area, the show's already sold out. So they're kind of, I'm just going to float that to you. And I was like, seems too bad for them. I wouldn't want to ever do that to someone. Like, hey, by the way, I'm a famous person.
That actually is interesting.
Is there something we can do? And I was just like, I mean, we'll let them say appreciate their support, but honest to God, I've never watched a single MLB game. And I will say, I'm sure I'd be a sucker for certain famous people, but I was like, I don't.
The more I think about it, the more interesting that proposition is. Like I'm putting myself in your shoes.
Right.
Being like, I love, whatever, some band.
Yeah.
I love Ed Sheeran. Oh, I don't have tickets. I wonder if I can get in touch with Ed Sheeran's management and get a free ticket to the...
I don't know how that'll happen. Initially, I was like, that's kind of cool, I guess. And then they thought about it like, so we'd have to get tickets and like, I guess say hey to this guy. And is this just because he's really good at
throwing a baseball vest?
I don't know.
You should like email him back like, yeah, totally. Send him just a link to SeatGeek.com.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah, here it is.
There's tickets here.
Yeah, tell him if he was pitching, I just ripped it 400 left center, and he cannot get tickets.
Tell him, you can't send an email like that. You can't hang one over the middle on me. Mm-hmm. All right, goodbye, baseball. Bye. Sorry.
Was my golf terms pretty good there? Sounded like I know. Sounded like baseball.
Golf wasn't great.
Does it sound like a baseball guy?
400 left center is great.
Cool.
Good job.
That sounded like a cool thing to say.
Followed up by 400
is really big.
Did I do the golf stuff right?
I actually am kind of intrigued by that because you'll see a lot of times if you follow famous people or whatever, you'll notice they'll start just hanging out with other famous people, going golfing with them or something.
When do you guys meet each other?
And I'll DM someone or they'll DM me. It's very kind, right? Like, hey, big fan. Like, if you're ever around LA, if you're ever around Nashville, if I ever popped through town, say what's up. And it's always just like,
of course, that's not a legitimate invitation.
When I'm in Nashville for 2 days, am I going to track you down to like grab, we live in different cities. I'll never see you.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I think some people just means more to be like it's like a checklist. Like, I have a picture with Jason Aldean.
Right.
I did it one day. He told me to hit him up when I was in Nashville and I did. I did hit him up when I was in Nashville. We got coffee. Well, we didn't get coffee. We met at a coffee shop and then he had to run really quickly, but we got a picture.
But
isn't that awesome?
That's cool. I don't know. So we'll see.
We'll see.
I'll keep you posted.
Please let
Quavo,
me know.
Quavo, I think, is up there.
Quavo was the first to come to
big
mind.
Big fans of mine.
Because that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There'll be someone.
I didn't notice. I didn't notice Jimmer Fredette's TikTok account follows me.
Okay.
So Jimmer might be there.
So that's the celebrity to beat right now is Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer
Fredette. Can we get higher than that?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully there it is. Okay.
Just saying.
So challenge out there. You guys try to get more famous than Jimmer Fredette. Come to a show. Or let us know. Or Nelly, if you're listening, come to your show.
Yes, those would be the two prime ones.
Probably both of the same show. Should we look at some quick comments from last week's
episode? Yeah, let's touch on the YouTube comments and get out of here.
There was one from Brittany that I really liked, and then one from Sam that I really didn't like.
Give it to us.
Brittany said, I accidentally sent my husband a screenshot of my car screen showing Starbucks location and Trey Kennedy podcast. Hope he wasn't blinded by the white. I like that. Just both nice. In one, all on accident.
Great. Malvin Angelo said...
Malvin Angelo,
that's dope. He just goes, thanks, guys. I was having a tough day, and this brought me some relief. Thanks for the humor. Love you guys.
He's having
just a heartwarming comment. Thanks, Malvin.
That's awesome.
The comments don't always have to roast us. See how nice that was?
It was nice. I imagine the reason he's having a tough day is because his name's Malvin Angelo. You know?
That might be part of it. It's confusing. So you're in our prayers, Malvin.
just kidding, Malvin. What's thanks for listening. Sam Cardwell said, I can't picture either of these pals, first of all, pals, come on, playing an organized sport besides pickleball or kickball.
What's this guy's name?
Bring Sam? It, Sam.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah. Try to, right? Try to lock me up on the top of the key. You're getting broke off.
I'm just going to keep saying it. No other two comedians is beating Trey and I in a 2-on-2 game.
Yeah,
if Sam. They perform together. You can't just pick two.
Yeah, come across the middle on me, Sam. There's no targeting back when I played. Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't. Am I threatening? It was touch football, but that was.
Am I threatening to paralyze one of our listeners? Yes.
Did he threaten us in a paralyzing way with his comment? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But LOL at the end. That's triggering.
Sam. And a lot of people like the Megabus interview, so don't like it that much, please. Because it's not. And someone called us someone called themselves our only fan. Cherry Boo. Said she's our only fan.
I don't get it.
I think it's... she's making a joke about OnlyFans.
Oh, now I get it. Kimberly said, as a local news reporter, the whole last 15 minutes hurts.
Okay, Kimberly.
Kimberly. KimVP.
Could you be a... Kimberly, can you be a news reporter and not be able to say your R's? Or have a lisp? It's kind of like a Navy SEAL, right? Like, I don't have 20/20 vision. They're like, you can't even do this. They're like... Hello, thanks for coming in today for KOTCV47. What's your name?
Alexander.
Brian.
Brian. Brian Simpsons.
All right.
And you want to be on the air? Or like
on air. And you would, what's...
Like a writer or producer?
I want to be a superstar.
I was meant for the silver screen.
The silver screen. Screen. It's hard. You can't have... God was nice when he did that. I don't think you can lisp and... Try to say screen with a lisp and can't say your R's.
Screen.
Screen. That one...
It's tough to have both.
Yeah, I mean, you got to really have some issues.
I like to imagine, because you said Navy SEAL, like a Navy SEAL with a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Like, you will refer to me as Sergeant.
Do you understand me? I didn't do that right.
Hey... You look at me when you're talking to me, private.
What?
Private.
Private Samsonite. Do you think that you could ever join somebody like SEAL Team 6 and get the chance to murder Osama bin Laden?
Look, boys, I was brought in here. Because I was a member,
you got it, sir.
Of Thiel, Zero Dark 30.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's what I thought.
Say, I can't hear you. Say, sir, less sir.
Sir, less sir.
Sir, sir, yes. What's so hard to understand, private? Sir, yes. Sure.
I want to hear you say it. Who are we going to be fighting in this war? Say it.
Afghanistan.
That's right. You got right. The Afghanis.
Now don't bother me when I play my physics spinner. Spinner. Who took Sergeant's fidget spinner?
We're done. That's enough. Correct opinions. Another episode. Thanks for listening. Get your tickets. We'll see you very soon. Love you guys. Do less. God bless. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.